Angus Taylor spent years fighting the renewable energy target and attacking wind farm developments. Now he's energy minister. With that kind of past, is it confirmation this new government has shifted further to the right? PM extended an invitation to the new minister for an interview, but he declined. Peter Lloyd reports.
Scott Morrison went on a tour of drought-stricken Queensland today. He was standing in a paddock, but it wasn't stuff produced by animals he had to sidestep.
Prime Minister, can you tell me whether you believe that the prolonged dry period that people are experiencing out here is associated with human-induced climate change?
I don't think people out here care one way or the other whether it's that. And but I care what they think about
it. But I'm also caring what you think as Prime Minister.
Look, I don't think that's the issue. Well, you're talking about right here. I mean, we're talking about climate is changing. Everybody knows that in various... Look, I know what you're trying to ask, okay?
Yeah. Yep.
And I don't think that's part of this debate. That's my point.
A day ago, the words climate change weren't mentioned when the new Prime Minister was naming his new energy minister.
But of all the issues, the one that I think is concerning Australians most, where we're bringing a new face and new ideas to the challenge, is in the area of getting electricity prices down. The Minister for Getting Electricity Prices Down, also to be known as the Minister for Energy, will be Angus Taylor.
So, no pressure there. But how? And how soon? The minister wasn't speaking today, but just 2 weeks ago, Angus Taylor was speaking to the Ray Hadley Show on 2GB in Sydney and sending emissions targets overboard.
The obsession.
So, in other words,
the obsession with emissions at the expense of reliability and affordability has been a massive mistake, Ray. And I do think that we're at a point now where we can get that balance right.
Angus Taylor is considered a poster boy of the right because of his relentless opposition to wind energy. So today, from the renewables industry lobby, the Smart Energy Council, there was this sharp rebuke. John Grimes is CEO.
This was an opportunity for Prime Minister Morrison to reset the agenda on climate and energy. And what he's done is appoint somebody who was clearly in the Dutton faction and somebody who says that science doesn't support the conclusion that humans are responsible for climate change.
He says he's not a climate sceptic, though.
No, have a look at his Wikipedia page and you'll see some very clear references to where he's talked about climate change, man-made climate change, really being a matter of faith as opposed to a matter of science.
How do you think he'll develop a policy that addresses Australia's obligations to reduce reduce emissions?
Well, I think the Morrison government has walked away from its international commitments on climate change. Splitting climate and energy is a big retrograde step. And the Prime Minister has said that he wants to follow the ACCC recommendations, which talk about new investment in new generation, open brackets, read coal-fired power, close brackets.
But that's not what Sim said, is it?
It's not what's being said, but it's clearly what he's pandering to. If he had taken the opportunity to reset the energy portfolio...
The Minerals Council says its message to the new minister is make policy certainty a priority. Tanya Constable is CEO.
I think that for the Minerals Council, we've got two priorities, and that is to bring prices down, electricity prices down, and ensure reliability within the energy system.
Okay, but to get prices down, most people say you need more competition in the market. Do you accept that?
We definitely want to see more competition in the market. We have been very consistent in what we've said about the need for a diverse energy mix within the energy system. That's necessary to bring prices down and reliability into the market.
That's Tanya Constable from the Minerals Council, ending Peter Lloyd's report.